Hello, this is Linda Woodruff, the official spokesperson for the Eurovision Broadcasting Union, the EBU. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It's amazing.
It is. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to Forest FM 92.3. I'm your host, Kieran O'Retussiet, and I'm with you until 6pm playing you some of the greatest tunes from 60 years plus of the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello, we are Sunstroke Project from Moldova.
Hello, this is Birgitta from Iceland.
Hi guys, this is Andy Abraham from the United Kingdom. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Giorno i vecchi amori si incontrano nei bar, non certi ma sinceri, a dirsi come va. Magari fuori piove e allora stanno lì pensando chissà dove, chissà perché finì. Un giorno i vecchi amori si dicono l'età, dolcissimi rancori ed altre verità che siamo noi sperduti qui, così diversi dagli eroi del nostro film. Con l'ironia e un po' di guai, in questa immensa rapsodia dei nostri ormai.
Amazing Mia Martini with Rapsodia. That came fourth for Italy at the 1992 Eurovision Song Contest in Malmö, Sweden, which was eventually won by Ireland with Linda Martin and Why Me. But Mia Martini is, legendary Italian singer, and she had many, many incredible singles, albums in Italy. She was born in 1947 and she passed away in 1995 at the age of 47. So she would have been, at the time of the contest, about 45 years old. And, oh, dearie me, it's sad to think that. No, 44 she would have been. But the woman has an incredible voice. And, you know, I just love listening to it. So I'm going to play you a song that she also represented Italy at Eurovision back in 1977. On home soil here in the United Kingdom. It was at the 1977 contest in the Wembley Conference Centre in London. And this is the song that came 13th for Italy in 1977 from Mia Martini. And the song was called Libera, which means free. So here is Italy, 1977, Mia Martini.
Som väntar på oss.
Allt Älskar Dig from the Swedish Melodifestivalen in 2005. And that came, fourth, I think, in Melodifestivalen. She came second the previous year in 2004 with the amazing song Me and Jialik, which we played, I think, a couple of weeks ago. But she recorded this song in English and it was called Miracle. Well, Shirley Clamp is dual British and Swedish. She sings Swedish incredibly well. Well, she was born in Sweden in a place called Borås. I would probably pronounce that incorrectly. and I think it's pronounced as Borås. Yes, Borås. Because the A has an apostrophe like O above the A, which is O. So Borås. Which I believe is in the north of Sweden. Northwest. Yeah, so near the Norwegian border. Yeah, anyways, I'm digging myself a hole here. She has released so many different albums too, and lots of various different singles. So many, I can't list them all. But she is just awesome. The last time she was in Melody Festival was in 2014. Pairing up with Bobby Lundgren with the song Burning Alive. And she competed in the third semi-final and came sixth for the second time, like she did when she tried to represent Sweden and go through Melody Festival in 2009. Shame, 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 shame. But she has done incredibly well in the Swedish charts as well. So we don't hold on, you know, we'll hold on to that, of course. So... But also, what made Shirley Clamp get noticed in Sweden is that she started her career as a backing singer for various singers and groups, including Antique. Yes, and Antique represented Greece at Eurovision 2001, coming third with Die For You. And I'm going to play that right now for you. So here is Greece 2001. And you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM with me, Kieran Aritosiets.
Oh, Hello, this is Dana from Ireland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
À l'horizon, une touche d'argent, comme après l'orage, s'en vont les nuages, les nuits d'été. Et oublié, grâce à ton parfum, je retrouve mon chemin. Il pleut de l'or, chaque fois que tu me parles d'amour. Il pleut de l'or, en s'en partant pour faire le grand tour. Sous la voûte étoilée, les destins s'endormir. Il pleut de l'or. Et au matin, secret commun, les regards échangés sont complices de l'été. Le jour chasse la magie, les yeux qui brillent. Il pleut de l'or, chaque fois que tu me parles d'amour.
Il pleut de l'or,
il pleut de l'or, en s'en partant pour faire le grand tour. Sous la voûte étoilée, les destins s'endorment. Il pleut de l'or toute la nuit jusqu'à l'aurore. Il pleut de l'or dans avec moi.
Being rude. Okay, it's so that's Switzerland 2010 from Michael von der Heide with Il pleut de l'or. Yes.
Yes.
And without cheating, Rob, you've looked at it now. Il pleut de l'or means it's raining gold. I was trying to get
Il
Rob.
Pleut, I thought, yeah, I didn't know the word for gold in French, to be fair, but I know the word for rain.
So. I'm a son like you, not to know the word gold.
There you go,
French.
I do now.
So, what is it? Il pleut de l'or? Which de l'or?
So, l'or would be gold, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so we want Stephen Hadley from Spandau Ballet shouting, l'or, l'or. Do, do, do. Oh, well, that'd be fun.
Very good.
No, yeah, thank you. Well, poor old Michael von der Heide didn't do very well at Eurovision. He failed to qualify, and he actually came last in his semi-final. In 17th place with only 2 points.
But oh, that's a shame.
It was a good song though, Rob, don't you think?
Yeah, it was lovely.
Yeah, Il pleut de l'or.
Il pleut de l'or.
Oh, je t'aime la France.
Oui.
And je t'aime la Suisse.
Oui.
Oui, oui, even though it's very expensive. Right.
Oui.
Rob, what is it now time for?
Rob's random request.
Right, okay. Yes, this is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where my husband Rob has got two hats and they've got little bits of paper in each. And they've got pieces of paper with years on from 1956 to 2019, which we're going to do first. And then afterwards, we're going to got little bits of paper in another hat. And they've got countries inside that all of them have participated in Eurovision. So, Rob, we're going to actually, spoiler alert, next week we're going to do a complete Rob's Random Request special. Aren't we? On board a ferry.
Oh, yes, we are. We're going on the ferry to Spain. So we thought we'd...
Yeah.
Do something, Kieran can then send it over.
Yes, because I'm going to be on holiday. Well, we're both going to be on holiday. Yes. I'm going to be in Spain and France, so we're going to be traveling around. Still doing the shows, so don't worry. But everything will be fine. Okay, so Rob, let's pick a year.
Okay.
What is it going to be?
I got one. Oh. 2000.
Ah, so that's a contest in Stockholm, Sweden. And
was that not at the Globen?
In the Globen. Yes, and we were there for Eurovision 2016.
We were.
Oh, that was good.
So let's see what country I pick out of the other hat, shall we?
Yes.
Monaco.
No. Oh, if it was 4 years later, they would have been in it.
Right. Another one. Belarus.
No.
Okay.
Third time lucky, hopefully.
Third time lucky. Lithuania.
No, they got relegated from 1999, okay, so right. They couldn't participate in 2000.
Fourth time lucky. Cyprus.
Ah, Nomiza. Ah, here we are.
Sorry. Okay.
Rob's baffled by my Eurovision knowledge, aren't you?
Yeah, and by his singing.
Yeah, and my... Oh, God, really? Is that that bad?
Mm.
Oh, Rob, so Nomiza was Switzerland, Cyprus's entry in 2000. Now, they didn't do well at all because there was no Greece to give them points, do you see? So poor old Cyprus came fourth last and the group was called Voice, and it was Greek and Italian, apparently. Mm. I didn't remember hearing any Italian whatsoever. It came 21st with 8 points. And basically, the group Voice was Alexandros and Christina. And basically, it was the musical duo of Christina Agrali and Alex Panayi. And Alex Panayi represented Cyprus in 1995 with Stifotia. And he came ninth. Mm, just above
very good.
The UK's Love City Groove.
Oh, yes. Love remember City them.
So... And the year 2000, the UK had Nikki French. We don't play that song again.
Oh, yeah, we met her. She's nice. She's very small.
Yeah, she is, isn't she? But she loves a hug and a drink, I hear.
Girl of my own heart.
Yeah. So she's wonderful. Oh, my God, did we sing out loud during the London Eurovision party?
We did. Don't play that song again. Anyway, come on.
Actually, we all did the dance move as well. So anyway, yeah, I'm trying to change it because I'm not keen on Cyprus 2000.
Well, tough.
I'm sorry, Rob, but we're going to do it, aren't we? So here is Alexandros, or Alex Panayi, and Christina, also known as Voice, with the song Nomiza, which means I believed. Rob's random request, Cyprus 2000.
Στάσεις τις παλιές μου καταστάσεις όλα κι ήρθα πάνω σου να σβήσω και φωτιά να σε ταΐσω τώρα. Μα όλα αυτά που μας αγγίζουν κι όσα ακόμα μας χωρίζουν κι όσο διαφορετικούς μας θέλει η ζωή και περιμένει πόσο. Πώς μπορώ κάποιο τρόπο να βρω να ενώσω αυτά που μας θέλαν μακριά. Νόμιζα πώς μπορώ κάποιο τρόπο να βρω να ενώσω αυτά που μας θέλαν. Μέχρι τώρα επιμένω κι ούτε ξέρω που πηγαίνω μόνο. Όπως είμαι εντάξει κι ό,τι είσαι δεν θα αλλάξει ο χρόνος. Νόμιζα πως μπορώ κάποιο τρόπο να βρω να ενώσω αυτά στέλα μακριά. Νόμιζα η καρδιά είχε πάντα βραδιά κι όμως φεύγω εγώ ναι ακόμα σ' αγαπώ.
Voice with Nomi Zar in Cyprus 2000, and this is Cyprus 1995. Alex Panayi with Stefotia.
Ξεκινώ με κραυγή την πορεία και το χέρι μου απλώνω στη φωτιά των σοφών προφητεία. Έλεγε θα με τρυπήσουν καρδιά. Με την γκρίζα μου στολή μαθητεύω και τον Άγιο το Θεό αγαπώ. Την αλήθεια νοθεύω και σταθερά προχωρώ. Κι όμως δεν πίστεψα, όρους αντέστρεψα. Είμαι ο Έλληνας που πολεμά. Είπαν πως χάθηκα, δρόμους μου χάρασα. Έμεινα μόνος μου κι όμως επέζησα, έζησα στη φωτιά. Υπάρχει να σβηστεί απ' τη σπίγρα στο μέλι που χύνεται σαν τη βροχή. Κι όμως προχωρήσα, λόγια δεν χώνευσα. Είμαι ο Έλληνας που προστερνά. Είπαν να μη ρωτώ λόγους, να μη ζητώ. Έζησα μόνος μου στη φωτιά.
Amazing. Alex Panayi with Stefotia, Cyprus 1995. I love that. Isn't that theatrical beauty, awesomeness? The performance was fantastic as well, so you have to check that out. Right, we've got the Eurovision Showcase news coming up soon, and we also have Live and Kicking and Dreamworld coming up very shortly as well. But first up, I'm going to play you the brand new song from Nina Krajic. And Nina Krajic represented Croatia at the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest, doing a pretty respectable placing as well. She had an amazing song called Lighthouse. And this is her brand new single, and I can't wait to play it for you. And it's called Mala Ljubav, which means a little love. And it's available to download and stream on any music platform. Enjoy.
Čani žal od usana za sunčan dan. Pravimo šator udoban od lanova za kišan dan. Mjesto za san, nebo u prozoru. Tu nam je sve od kako mi. Mala
It's now time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 25th of August, 2019, here on Forest FM with me, your host, Kieran Ari-Tassiot. Yes, later this week we'll find out where Eurovision Song Contest 2020 is going to take place. And NPO will be airing a special mini broadcast that day to announce which of the cities, Maastricht and Rotterdam, will get the honourable task of hosting the 2020 Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, the broadcast will start just before midday in the Netherlands, and we believe there will be a streaming event taking place on the Eurovision Song Contest official YouTube channel. So stay tuned for that, and I'll make sure that the links are available via our Facebook and Twitter pages. The three hosts of the upcoming 2019 Junior Eurovision Song Contest have been revealed. Roxana Velgel, Ida and Alexander will be the hosts for the Junior Eurovision coming to Poland on the 24th of November this year. And everybody would know that Roxana Vergel was born on the 11th of January 2005. And she would know, which hardly anybody would know, certainly in this country. And who won the 2018 Junior Eurovision Song Contest with the song Anyone I Want to Be? Malta and Ukraine have announced their participants for Junior Eurovision 2019. Mahmoud, who came second for Italy at this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Tel Aviv, has announced that he will be doing a tour all across Europe, and he will be in London under the bridge on the 27th of October. And finally, Sergei Lazarev has released a brand new single, and it's called Lovey, and we're going to play it in just a few moments. But that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I am Kieran Ari-Tassiot, and this is Forest FM.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Sergei Lazarev from Russia. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Ночной бриз, как дорогой парфюм. Мне выпал сюрприз, я тебя украду. В свете неонов фар я отыскал твой шарм. Ты для меня танцуй, к черту все правила. Что нас может сдержать? Только зажжет искра, жаркое визави. До утра мы улетим с тобой. Да не купить билет, я так хочу сгореть в тебе. Лови со мной эти волны ночного города, огни в темноте.
сожгут лучи, их принесет восход. Как мне теперь забыть эту шальную ночь? Блески густых волос не сосчитать карат, цвета морской волны, ее сумасшедший взгляд. Где мне тебя искать? Может, это был сон, и недоступен твой телефон. Знаю, ты будешь там, где начинался бриз. Мы захотим все повторить. Лови со мной эти волны ночного города. Огни в темноте. Забыть на утро тебя, как выстрелом в голову. Не смогу.
So that's Sergei Lazarev, who represented Russia at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, coming third with Scream, and he also came third back in 2016 with You Are the Only One for Russia. And Lovi, from Russian into English, means catch. And this single has been out for a few weeks now, but it's just been highlighted on the amazing website ESC Extra and reminded me, really need to play it. But basically, Sergei Lazarev has wrote... on the video description about the song, it says the story of a man who found and lost his love in the city of neon lights. Each time he returns there, he does not lose hope of seeing her again. And it turned out an incredibly atmospheric and lively video, yes, which it has, out of trend for trash and humour. I decided to show Miami not cheerful and carefree, but sad and lonely. Nothing pleases, there is no love. Protect love and never let it go if you love. Yeah, so there you are. It's a bit of a meaningful song in that, but a lovely classic 80s. Vibe there, which I adore, and I hope you do too. Okay, now it's time for us to dream about a Eurovision song which could have been.
Dream world, I can fly among the clouds over great mountains high. Dream world, across the clear blue sky.
Yes, it's time for us to dream of a Eurovision song for the United Kingdom, which could have been. And I've got just the song that probably should have represented us at either the 1971 or 1972 Eurovision Song Contest. Well, the UK had Clodagh Rodgers with Jack in the Box that came fourth for the UK in 1971 in Dublin, and in 1972 we hosted the contest in Edinburgh after Monaco won and they couldn't host it. But the UK sent in 1972 in Edinburgh, we had the New Seekers with Beg, Steal or Borrow. So in 1971 Monaco won with Séverine en Blanc en Bru en Rue. And in 1972, Luxembourg won with Vicky Leandre Ross with Après Toi, as what many of you guys know, I'm sure, come what may in English. So, I think we should have sent this, and let me know what you think. You can follow us on Twitter and send us a tweet at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase, and of course you can email us. Also, with a request to dedication, email us escshowcase@gmail.com. Right, and this is the song I would like to have represented the UK back in the early 70s. So here is the late, great Cilla Black with Something's Gonna Tells Me Something's Gonna Happen Tonight.
Gemini people will make it tonight. Stars will be shining, my sign is aligning with love. So come on and make it, let's take everything that we've been dreaming of. Something tells me something's gonna happen to you. Up this morning with sunshine through my window. Everything that's happened so far has turned out right, and I've got every reason to feel it's getting better. It's getting better every minute, can't wait until we meet you.
Hello, this is Nicole from Germany. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
In the summer night, when the moon shines bright,
feeling love forever.
On. When the daylight's gone,
still happy together.
There's just one more thing I'd like to add.
She's the greatest love I ever had.
Fly on the wings of love. Fly, baby, fly. Reaching the stars above. In the sky.
And as time goes by,
there's a lot to try.
And I'm feeling lucky.
In the softest sand,
smiling hand in hand,
love is all around me.
There's just one more thing I'd like to add.
She's the greatest love I've ever had.
Fly on the wings of love. Fly, baby, fly. Reaching the stars above.
Touching the sky.
Reaching the stars above, touching the sky.
Fly on the wings of love. Fly, baby, fly.
Reaching.
A very special song there from Nicole's album Svelpunkter, which from German to English means 12 points. Yes, that's an album that Nicole released, I think it was about a year ago, covering various Eurovision songs in German and in English and Italian, various other languages, yes. And it's awesome. I downloaded it off iTunes and you can do the same, and I'm sure you can listen via Spotify and etc. and, you know, Amazon Music and all that type of stuff. Right, so, and that was Fly on the Wings of Love, Nicole and the Olsen Brothers with Fly on the Wings of Love, the winner for Denmark in 2000. Yes, we've had two songs from 2000 this week. Yes, indeed we have. Right, it's now time to hear that favourite tune that gives me a lot of nostalgia from the 90s. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking! And Live and Kicking this week takes us to the 1993 Eurovision Song Contest. And this song and this country was its debut. Yes, I'm talking about Croatia. Yes. And this is an incredibly sweet song. It's a bit Christmassy, I thought it sounds. I don't know about you, but I love this. This is from the group Put, P-U-T, with the song Don't Ever Cry. Here is Croatia, 1993.
Очень ne poslušaj, kar srce ti govori. Lahko ti podarim samo ljubezen. Poznaš me bolj kot se ti zdi, čeprav zatiskaš si oči, ko me gledaš, vidiš to, kar si dolgo časa si.
Sestra with Samuel Ljubezen, Only Love for Slovenia at the Eurovision Song Contest 2002 in Tallinn, Estonia, coming 13th with 33 points. All the threes this time, yeah. And that is your Eurovision Showcase for another week. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Aritasia, for another episode of the Eurovision Showcase. I hope you could join me next Sunday as me and Rob go on our escapades, but the show will go on. Oh yes. If you want to follow the show, then you can on Twitter at ESE Showcase. Our Facebook page is the Eurovision Showcase. And if you want to listen to any of our previous shows, then head over to Mixcloud, Spotify, or any podcast app. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase. Take care. Arrivederci. Au revoir. Arrivé le same. Vizlat. Dobizenia. And I'll see you very soon. Toodaloo.
Hello, this is Suri from the United Kingdom, and this is my song, Storm. Enjoy!
This is Madame Monsieur from France.
And this is our song, Merci. Enjoy!
Enjoy.
Je suis né ce matin, je m'appelle Merci. On m'a tendu la main et je suis.
Hello, this is Ari Olason from Iceland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Our Choice. Enjoy.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.